Okay, so we continue in the Chazanish on Amun and Bitachon. We're starting now the second perek, and he's going to talk now, continuing from the idea about this the Seichel versus the Dimyan, and about how a person working on his Midos enhances his ability to be kind of Seichel. So he says like this. He says, Tos, we're on page 57. Tos, Naishenes, there's a mistake that's been going on for a long time. This azra, which is lodged in the hearts of many people. The musag bitachon, regarding this concept of bitachon, relying or trusting in Hashem. Shem bitachon, the word bitachon, mehulala, which is the chasidim and the tzaddikim use it to describe a fundamental midah. That he's going to explain now, and we're getting now into like real main bitachon, foundational bitachon area, and we should be familiar with this. Those of us who did the Chavos HaVavos on bitachon, and those of us going back to the Beis HaLevi on bitachon, so we learned a lot of the concepts of how they understand the chiyuv of bitachon, and now we're going to get sort of the Chazon Ish's spin, or the Chazon Ish's flavor of how he understands bitachon, and I will tell you from the outset, it's completely different than the way that we've learned previously. So he says that there's a misconception that when the tzaddikim and the chassidim describe bitachon, that what is it? That there's a chayv lehamin, that there's an obligation to believe the chol mikra she poigei she'adam, in any situation that a person finds himself, ve'midato likras osed bilti mochra, where the an outcome is uncertain, ushnei drachim ba'asid, and you have two paths. Achas toiva v'lo shniyah, one is good and one is not. So ki betach yia toiv, that you trust that the good one's going to occur. Ve'im mistapik b'chayshish alipachatoiv hum mechusa bitacha. And if you're concerned that the good one is not going to happen, then you are lacking a bitacha. Okay, so this so far is not any. Basically, what he's saying is that people think that what's bitachon is I have two paths in front of me. So let's say I am a lawyer, okay, and I'm going to court. I could win $1 million. I could lose the opportunity. Right? I have an opportunity to win $1 million, or I lose the case and I win nothing. So in my mind, winning $1 million is the good path. Losing that opportunity is the bad path. And so it's a lack of bitachon if I somehow don't think that the good outcome is going to happen. That's the misconception. Now, right away, we should understand that, of course, that's not bitachon, because bitachon is not that I can guarantee what's going to happen. Bitachon is that I trust in the way that Hashem is going to carry it out, that whatever he's going to bring about is going to be for the best. And if you remember, this was a machlokes. I don't remember, it was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and I don't remember who else it was between. But whether, right, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, I can tell you right now, I have bitachon that someone's going to bring me a watch. The watch would come, and Itaka had the bitachon, and someone walked in and brought him a watch. So we had this machlokes, whether that's an understanding of bitachon. And clearly, the Chazon Ish is taking the position that it's not. Vein hayirazu bitachon achayin. He says this approach to bitachon is incorrect. Shekol shalein is bara benevuah goyrel ha'asid. As long as the outcome of a situation has not been clearly told over by a navi, meaning that if you don't know what's going to happen because a navi hasn't told you what's going to happen, ein ha'asid mukhra. It means that what's going to happen is not yet determined. Who knows the judgments of Hashem and his calculations? Meaning that at each step of the way, there is potentially a din v'cheshbon, and the two paths in front of you, it's not pshat that at 9 o'clock in the morning before you enter court, there's a decision made in Shemayim what's going to happen. At 9 o'clock, at 9:01, at 9:02, constantly, right, there is this din v'cheshbon going on, and at any point in time, again, unless a navi said something good is going to happen, in which case it cannot be changed. But other than that, it's not a given. Okay. So I will. So what is? Okay. So Chazon Ish, you've told us what's not bitachon. Avol inyan bitachon hu ha'amen she'en mikra ba'olam v'chol ha'naseh tachas ha'shemesh hakol ba'achrazim me'ita yisbarach. He takes a very, very simplistic approach to bitachon. He says bitachon is not thinking that I have to believe a certain outcome is going to happen. He says it's not even to believe that it's going to be good. He says very simple, you want to know what bitachon is, breaking it down to its fundamental. Bitachon is I believe that whatever happens, happens from Hashem. And that is a very basic concept. It's not a crazy concept. A lot of us, you know, live with that we live our lives understanding that things happen from Hashem. So that's what he says. That's what bitachon is. Bitachon is. So you're Loyalenu, you have someone sick in the hospital. Bitachon is not, I believe they're going to get better. Bitachon is not even Gamzu L'tayva, whatever happens, good or bad, is really for the best. It's simply whatever's going to happen in this situation, it's going to come from Hashem. And when you're saying Tehillim, you are demonstrating actively that I believe that the results that are going to happen are going to come from Hashem. Okay, so now he's going to contrast Emunah and Bitachon. He says Emunah impacts all of a person's. He calls it arteries. What he means is emunah impacts a person's entire existence. He bechlal midos bnei adam. It's in the category of midos. So emunah is not a physical object that has predetermined or defined parameters. Rather, it's as opposed to something physical, it has varying degrees depending on the individual. So he explains a little more. It's just like any mida, whether it's humility, whether it's mercy, any mida that a person has does not have a physical form. Because a physical form means it has a certain measurement, certain dimensions. And if it loses that dimension, it loses its form. So if you have, for example, I have a soda can here. Let's say, I don't know, it's 6 inches tall and it has a diameter of about 4 inches. Now, if I shrink the can, then it's not a 6-inch can anymore. It is definitely something different. And obviously, the more you play with the dimensions, the less it looks like a can of soda. He says, and that's he says, when you if you drop a glass keli or a pottery keli, a clay made of pottery, so it's not a glass keli anymore. It's a broken piece of shard. It's broken shards. It's not that way with midas. With midas, you can have varying dimensions. You can have different measurements, different proportions. Well, the kach ish yasha. So every upstanding person, yesh midas anav midas harachim, he has some aspects of midas anav. He has some aspects of midas harachim. And he says not everyone's equal and not everyone's on the same level. So we're going to stop here, but already we see that that there is a difference, at least in the Chazon Ish's understanding of bitachon. And again, bitachon is on a very simple level. Whatever's going to happen, I'm not even subscribing that it's going to be good. I maybe not holding at that level, but I accept that whatever's going to happen is going to happen from Hashem. Now, if you accept that everything Hashem does is for the good, so then obviously, if everything is coming from Hashem and everything Hashem does is good, then obviously that will tie together. But he's saying now that, and he's going to get into this further, emunah is like any midah. There are proportions, there are degrees. Not everyone's holding at the same level. And therefore, it's not either all or nothing. Again, physical objects are defined with a finite form, midas hadin. This world is midas hadin, has an exact measurement. The minute you play with the measurement, you're not dealing with the same object anymore. But in anova, there's degrees, and everyone's holding it at a different place. Rachamim, there's also different degrees. So everyone's made up basically of a bunch of different ingredients of each of the midas, and that determines, I guess, where a person is holding. And you have people that move around higher or lower. You can have someone higher in Rachmanos, but lower in, for example, anova.